From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading The Crimson Masquerade by Loretta Jackson and Vicki Britton, Book 3 in the Artist Cole Mystery Series. Now let's begin with The Crimson Masquerade, Chapter 1. Young Poe contacted me early this morning with what he calls trouble on the site, Sherwood Waite said. As he lifted the silver carafe and refilled Artis's coffee cup, a deep frown cut across his sharp, aristocratic features. Trouble. Archaeologist Artis Cole always encountered trouble, had even grown to expect it, but never before had it preceded her to the dig. Artis, whose thoughts had moments ago centered solely around her 10 o'clock appointment to meet her associate, Grant Merlin, at the airport, asked with anxiousness, "What kind of trouble?" Young Poe was checking a cave site along the Huang River when he sensed that he was being followed. With growing alarm, Artis asked, "What did he do?" Sherwood's shrewd gray eyes, almost the exact shade of his pale gray-blonde hair, studied Artis. "Young Poe hid," he replied grimly. "But not before he got a clear glimpse of his follower. A man wearing some sort of crimson mask."
"A crimson mask?"
Jason, Sherwood's son, suddenly broke in.
"The villain of the Chinese opera."